Time now for your comments. We got a fleet of letters this week saying our ethicist, Randy Cohen, missed the boat. Randy recently tackled this question: should high school administrators search internet sites like Facebook and MySpace for photos that show violations of school policy? In the case at hand, student athletes were suspended for attending parties where alcohol was present after signing a pledge not to. Randy said that was overreaching. He said that students, perhaps foolishly, have an expectation of privacy online, an expectation that should be corrected but not exploited. Listener Mitch Diamond of Unison, Virginia, sent a typical response. Most of the time, there is really no clear right or wrong about ethical problems, but this Sunday, Mr. Cohen got it as wrong as possible. He added that Randy's views encouraged the very dangerous belief among young people that internet postings are private, as well as the idea that violation of an oath is of no consequence. Last week, we brought you a story about the excitement generated by the first English translation of The Savage Detectives by the late Chilean-born author Roberto Bolaño. Listener James Cates of Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire, wrote in to berate us after hearing the piece. Nowhere did you find it appropriate to name the person whose words you were constantly referring to and even reading, the translator. Mea culpa, Mr. Cates, you are correct. The Savage Detectives was translated from Spanish by Natasha Wimmer. Finally, we extended credit where it was not due. Credit, that is, for a life too long lived. A few weeks ago, Jackie Lydon spoke with author Mary Morris about her trip down the Mississippi River, searching for connection to her late father. On her journey, Morris said she'd found a photograph of Mark Twain taken in 1912, standing next to the house where her father once lived. Possibly, wrote listener Jonathan Middlebrook of Redwood Valley, California, but Samuel Clemens died on the 21st of April, 1910. Right again. If you're haunted by something you hear on our air, don't bury your feelings. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.